Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to in my Moss Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations out there all across the country as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us, as well as our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, as well as all the roughnecks working all the oil rigs around the country and around the world. Thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and then you can jump into the chat room and get in there with the gang that's in there and carry on a conversation. Or we're also found on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we've had another aircraft carrier reporting coronavirus cases on board, COVID-19 cases on board broken out on the ship. Started out with one sailor, now it's up to a few more. And it's delayed the deployment of that vessel out into the Western Pacific, which is not very good.
No, it's not. The USS Nimitz, of course, the aircraft carrier, she's based out of Bremerton, Washington.
Yep.
And you're right. She was preparing for a deployment when what we have, a couple of different reports. One says a small number of cases, and others say a little bit more. But generally, it's not a lot from what we understand. But they're trying to restrict, obviously, travel for the sailors to come off the ship. They're isolating others, and what it is doing, Captain, is it is creating, of course, a new normal even for the Navy, because this affects the entire, you know, group of ships that would be going out, basically, and they've got to find a way to make sure that they're isolating this and at the same time being ready. Because, and again, just as with the Teddy Roosevelt, basically, this looks to our enemies or to those who would mean us harm like we're not going to be ready. But I'm here to say that the United States Navy, of course, is ready, will be ready, and they're going to deal with this issue.
And by the way, folks, speaking of the Teddy Roosevelt, I'm hearing a lot of chatter, Kyle, about the Teddy Roosevelt and the skipper who was removed from his position. I'm hearing that he may, in fact, be getting his command back.
That is what we're hearing, and it's interesting because, you know, part of the Trump presidency seems to be, you know, unorthodoxy is a lot of times the order of the day. And,
well,
the president talked at length about looking at the captain's jacket and this kind of stuff.
he saw the way the crew acted when the captain left the ship. He saw the way the crew did. They were all manning the rail. They were giving him a big cheer. They were shouting and yelling, you know, and all sorts of things. It was very obvious, and that wasn't just a few people on the ship. That was the entire crew that wasn't at a station that got up there and manned the rail and did that.
That's exactly right. And so I think this is the perspective that Donald Trump will bring to this, because he will see, especially if the sailors are going to follow their captain, there's got to be a good reason for that. And I think that he's putting that into the mix of his whole decision-making process here.
Now I got a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Why hasn't Barack Obama endorsed Joe Biden yet?
Well, that is a really good question. I think there's a couple of different aspects to it. The first aspect would be during a normal sort of political season where you have a big story. Now, obviously, the coronavirus is the big story of all big stories that we've seen for a very, very long time. So part of it is that his endorsement could get buried into the day-to-day machinations of the coronavirus issue. But the other part, which I think is probably even more important, is that there has never really been a great relationship, I think, between Joe Biden and Barack Obama. I think Joe Biden was brought on the ticket to balance it out for the age and experience quotient that Biden brought to the ticket way back in 2008. But I think now that Obama is probably looking to see how things are gonna sort of flesh out, shall we say, in terms of the nomination and in terms of whether or not there could be a drafting going on of another candidate, and he doesn't want to come out on either side yet.
Well, we'll let that drop right there, because when we come back, I will tell you what I know about it, and it's something that you hadn't even thought about, Kyle. I haven't heard you say it, and it's something that in 20 years of polling and talking to the voters about presidential candidates, ABC News came out and made quite a statement yesterday about all this. And a national poll was released Friday that found the 12% advantage to a certain individual who's a governor. And we'll mention who that is when we come back from this break, because I'll tell you what, Joe Biden is not, I repeat, not the number one choice of the people that are out there right now. And then I'm going to read you a letter I got just to show you that we are fair and balanced here from JK. And JK is out in Los Angeles, California. And he says he's a member of the Democratic Party. I'm assuming it's a he, because he refers to himself in the male sense here. But anyway, we'll get right back with all that. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, too, when we come back from this break. Don't go anywhere. It's about to get real here on the program. And I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we move across on a weekend edition here of the program all across the United States of America. Giving shouts out to folks. Hello in Lubbock, Texas. Hello down there in Missouri, and hello over in Arkansas to our affiliates there. We appreciate each and every one of you. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor and the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who are doing quite fine, thank you. And they're just putting the product together and getting it out the door as fast as they can because business is booming for them, as you might well expect. And if you're suffering or struggling with pain, nagging pain, and don't know what to do, and you're sick and tired of taking a leave or the prescription medicine you got, how about trying something different that's all natural? How about trying something different for the inflammation, for the arthritis, the back pain, the neck pain, the shoulder pain, the foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, the muscle aches and pain that you have? How about trying an all-natural product called Relief Factor? Now, the Relief Factor 3-week quick start is only $19.95. And you can try that and see if it works for you, because you're going to know within that 3-week period. You'll probably know within a week or two. Most people do. So, the website to go to is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the $19.95 3-week quick start that's right there. You'll see a little logo link, and it'll have a little video, which is about 2.5 minutes long. You'll be able to watch it, and there you go, and then away you go. ReliefFactor.com/captain, the 3-week quick start, $19.95, all natural. What do you got to lose but pain, right? You betcha. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I teased this before we went into the break, and I asked you about why Barack Obama hasn't endorsed Joe Biden yet, and you had your answer. But here's the deal, okay? There's two things going on here. and nobody's mentioned the name yet. There was an ABC news poll that came out this week, and the voter enthusiasm for Joe Biden is at the lowest level on record for ABC for a Democratic presidential candidate since they've been doing the polling over 20 years. Now, that shouldn't be surprising that a figure with actual authority and relevance is now preferred by a majority of Democrats over the largely absent presumptive nominee, Joe Biden. And I'm talking about Andrew Cuomo. Because Andrew Cuomo, right now, governor of New York, is garnishing 56% of the support of the Democrats in his ABC poll, and Biden is getting 44. That's a difference of 12 percentage points. That's significant. You don't think the Democratic leadership isn't looking at that?
I think they are looking at that. I think they're looking at it real, real carefully because, you know, obviously they want to win, but they've gotten saddled after the Biden-Bernie battle, basically, and Bernie's finally sort of dropped out. He's still trying to get delegates. But you're right, and this is what I was talking about with Obama. I think Obama's waiting to see, you know, what may happen here, because we're in a very strange place with Joe Biden, mm-hmm. in the sense that, first of all, he's dropped out of sight pretty much. He's on the news.
He's in the basement.
That's right. He's in his basement bunker, but he's not out there campaigning. He's not vigorous in his campaigning. Say what we will of Bernie Sanders, but Bernie Sanders is very vigorous mm-hmm. in his campaigning. There's no doubt.
But they see
Andrew Cuomo every single day leading the charge, and that's a big difference.
And Biden came out and said he wants to have a female vice presidential candidate, and everybody's thinking it's Kamala Harris. It could be the Amy Klobuchar. It will not. I repeat, it will not be Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, and I'll tell you why, because of what I'm about to tell you about the rest of this polling for Andrew Cuomo. Now, the people who prefer Cuomo over Biden are Hispanic voters, young voters, female voters, and self-identified liberal voters. And out of that bunch, 57% of the voters who voted for Hillary Clinton support Andrew Cuomo. And another group of over 50%, the independents that consider themselves to be Democrats, but they consider themselves to be independent in their thinking, they also support Andrew Cuomo. So Joe Biden is in big trouble. And by the way, if Michelle Obama doesn't slide into this somehow, which is the other rumor that's out there, then Andrew Cuomo will either be drafted or he'll have so much pressure put on it by the Democrats saying, look, you got to do this. We can't win without you. They'll do something. They'll promise him something to where he can still be the governor of New York. And you watch and see. That's my prediction.
Well, I think you're really on the right track. There's definitely going to be something that happens with this whole nomination process. You know, the disaster awaiting the Democrats is really almost unprecedented, because you got the Bernie supporters. They're going to want what they want. And if they don't get what they want, they're going to make a lot of trouble for this. It's not going to be a kumbaya happy campers virtual meeting or no for the Democrat convention. But you're right. You mentioned Kamala Harris. I think there are ties there to Obama in terms of wanting perhaps to support her early on.
And she's leading the fundraiser efforts now in the Democratic Party.
That's right. And part of that is, we understand also, too, she'll get to retire her campaign debt stuff that she raises as well. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, the other thing is, Adam Schiff yesterday introduced a bill on the House floor begin the investigation of Donald Trump's coronavirus response, totally authorized by Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House. Here we go again, wasting a whole bunch of money for what, I say?
Well, just they're trying to just screw things up and get more power, there's no doubt. But this is the same old song. It's like Adam Schiff is the guy who knows one song and can only play that one song or play it, you know, the same way every single time. And it gets a little old after a while. And the American people, don't have time for this. And I don't think that they respect him.
Now, Attorney General William Barr hinted in an interview on Fox News that Durham's next steps, John Durham's next steps, were going to be aimed at after, and here's the quote, after 2016, a pattern of Fed sabotaging the presidency emerged. Sounds like they're going after somebody.
Yes, no kidding. We'll see. That's the thing. And what will be laid out, I believe, you know, in the end with all this, depending on what they found and so forth, but I do know this, it will be laid out in a very a succinct way with the timeline and how all this goes together and exactly mm-hmm. how the cow jumped over the moon on this.
Now, before we have to go to break here, and caller, hang on, I'll get right to you. Before we have to go to the break, I got an email from a listener in Los Angeles. His name is JK. He says, I've been listening to your show for quite a while. It amuses me at night. I'm a registered Democrat, and your show on March the 27th, just to be clear, you are accusing the Democratic Party was colluding with the Chinese government to cause a pandemic virus to ruin Donald Trump's chances of reelection. Or were you actually accusing the Chinese government of creating a virus that got out of control in Wuhan province that spread across the world and Donald Trump, our president, did not seriously do enough back in December to get things organized at the time with our healthcare workers and other equipment to get it out there to protect ourselves and themselves and our patients. Testing kits were available in the millions, and it didn't take 10 days to get results. Who should take responsibility for all this? Now, I'm going to tell you what I said. You ready?
Absolutely.
The article was mostly about asking questions, not necessarily, and the comments I made were not necessarily about providing all the answers. Did the Chinese create a new strain of virus? Yes. Did the Chinese spread the virus globally? Yes, whether intentionally or inadvertently. I believe they took advantage of the situation to create economic havoc throughout the West and try to put Trump in a bad situation. Do I blame President Trump for any of the neglect? No. President Obama did almost nothing about the swine flu, the H1N1 virus pandemic, until over 1,000 people died. The first case came in from Mexico. Obama did not close the border or push for travel restrictions. That is a fact. At least 13,000 people died, many of them children, and it was almost a non-story by the media. President Trump reacted immediately, closing borders, restricting travel, and whether he personally thought it was serious or not, we'll never know. But I do believe he initially made light of it to avoid a panic. The Democrats, of course, will never allow a good crisis to go to waste and become alarmed with the usual political fervor, and they stirred up as much dirt as they could. That was my answer.
Very cool. Yes, well, exactly. You know,
but I answered him in a respectful manner, didn't I?
I think so. And
all right.
That's what this is all about.
Yeah. All right, and hang on there, Kyle. Can you stick around a little bit longer?
Of course.
All right, hang on a little bit. And we're going to put him on hold. And caller, I'll get right to you. That's Dan the Man, Lafayette, Indiana. We got a lot of things we're talking about here, I'll tell you that. And I know Dan wants to chime in about China. Every time we do China, his ears light up. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what...
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
The
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
People who don't normally file tax returns but want to receive a coronavirus stimulus payment finally have a clear way to get their information to the federal government. The IRS released a new simple tax return tool that can be filled out online geared toward low-income people who aren't required to file tax returns. The stimulus bill based eligibility for the check on federal tax returns, sparking confusion on how non-tax filers would qualify and how the IRS would know where to send the cash. Anyone who already filed a federal tax return does not need to fill out the form. People who get Social Security, retirement, or disability benefits do not need to fill out the form. After submitting the form, you'll get an email telling you whether or not it was successful and how to fix it if it wasn't. The CARES Act President Donald Trump signed into law authorized one-time cash payments of up to $1,200 for an individual, plus another $500 for parents of children 16 or younger. This is USA Radio News.
Hey travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You are indeed, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy with two campuses to better serve you. And here's more about them right now.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations on which to train you to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one's in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay area. I sit here in Tampa. They're across the bay over in Clearwater. So you've got two choices, two places to go. Now, what you need to do if you want to become an aviation maintenance tech, which is a very, very in-demand job right now because of all the aircraft that are sitting that all have to be inspected and taken care of before they go back up into the air again, you can go to the website naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or you can give them a call at 800-659-2080 and ask to take the tour, set up a tour at one of their campuses and see what they're all about. Now, an aviation maintenance tech first year, 40 hours a week, can expect to make about $60,000 the first year or more. or more. Depends on if you wind up going overseas, if you wind up with a foreign company, or if you wind up with a government contractor, because it pays more to go over there. So, again, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu, and don't forget, 800-659-2080. All right, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right, we've got Dan the Man on the telephone line here, and we were talking about Joe Biden, and we were talking about the possibilities of Andrew Cuomo and all that stuff, and Dan's got something to say. So, Dan the Man, take it away.
I can't see how anybody's going to chisel Joe Biden out of the position he's in now. I think once this national emergency is lifted and things kind of get quasi back to normal, you know, right now he's still, you know, polling wise, it's pretty even. I still say it's going to be a jump ball. I mean, I'm a big Trumper. I'm a Republican. I'm going to vote for Trump. But, you know, half the country hates the guy. And that's not going to be something easy to get over. I think Biden, if he's serious about a woman, you pick the governor of Michigan, and that's, you've taken a state away from Trump that he needs badly. I don't think, you know, Cuomo, all candidates look good until they're nominated or they decide they're going to run, and then their popularity takes a slide. That's always been the case. And this guy, like I said during break, he doesn't have skeletons in his closet. He has graveyards. Andrew Cuomo, he could be the most scandal-ridden president, if he was elected, than any man in history. You know, Bill Clinton couldn't even touch this guy. So I think it's great talk. I think it's a lot of gossip, but it's Biden. He's too far in the process, and I don't know how you blow him out of the position he's in now.
Question.
You know, he's like the rest of America. He's unemployed right now.
Question. How did ABC, how and why did ABC come up with this poll and these answers, and they started pushing this yesterday? Why did they do that?
I think to get on Biden's nerves a little bit. He can't move where he's at. You know, Cuomo, he's on TV as much as Trump is. He's doing daily press conferences as well. I think Cuomo, you know, if Cuomo was smart, he'd just wait another 4 years when there's no incumbent Republican running. You know, he could be what Giuliani, you know, the mayor of America. Cuomo could be the governor of America. He's going to be well known after all this.
Okay, I got another. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
All right, I got another question. I'm going to ask Kyle first. Kyle, this coronavirus COVID-19 thing, who does this help the most, Biden or Trump?
Well, traditionally you would think it would be Biden because he can say Trump didn't do this right, I can do it better. But I think that Trump, on the other hand, by being fully engaged in doing what he does, and also because the worst-case scenarios aren't coming to pass in the sense that we're not getting 2.2 million dead, thank God, that Trump can turn this to his advantage by being the president.
Okay, I'll toss one other thing in there. Biden's disastrous and quickly aborted shadow briefings were an absolute embarrassment that showed that he was not capable of even commanding the situation remotely, let alone anything else. Okay, Dan, go ahead.
I think Trump is the greatest political animal ever elected to the president, bar none. Reagan, whoever. This guy can do both sides at the same time. This guy can cover his butt really good politically, and he's shown it time and time and time again. You're going to have to wait until November to see how the voters, but right now, you know, Biden's sitting in his basement,
right,
and still it's about a 50-50 race. Polls right now are way too early. You know, here it is, just the beginning of April. You know, we'll see on that, but like I said, Biden still can give a speech if it's prepared, and, you know, one-on-one, I don't know how he's going to react to that, but, you know, like Trump, you know, he shoots from the hip a lot of times, and he's probably one of the better ones. And I'm not speaking up to him. What I'm speaking up for him. What I'm saying is he still commands a lot of respect in the Democrat Party. If they want to put Cuomo up, if they can figure out a way to do that and not make it stink to high heaven, go for it. But well, I think Cuomo will never go well in the Midwest, and he'll never go well in the South. They'll have both coasts, and it'll be a tight race. But, you know, right now, Trump is commanding the media, and they hate that right now. I don't think the media saw this coming, but my own intuition would say once this national emergency is over, it's forgotten about very quickly.
Well, here's the averages from Real Clear Politics, and I'll throw this up to Kyle and bring it back to Dan. Real Clear Politics in the following states, here's what we got going. In Arizona, Biden's up by 4. In Florida, we have a tie. Michigan, Biden's up by 4. North Carolina, Biden's up by 3. Pennsylvania, Biden's up by 4. Texas, Trump's up by 3. Wisconsin, Biden's up by 3. And nationally, we had a tie yesterday with a Gallup poll at 49 apiece.
Right. And you know what? Those polls will probably stay like that until around Labor Day. And then they'll start to break a little bit, and they're going to go back and forth in the fall if everything stays relatively
okay.
Normal. No business shutdown, no national emergencies
okay.
Or anything like that.
Okay.
We can't go too much longer on the way we're going now, or you're not going to have an economy.
All right. Well, I'm going to let you
by the middle of May.
I'm going to let you go, Dan, because I got to let Kyle wrap it up here. And thanks a lot, and I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you next week. Happy
okay,
Easter, by the way. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too.
Right. Okay. Now, Kyle, what did you think about what I just asked Dan? What's your comment about that?
Well, I do think that, you know, Biden is, with all these different polls you're talking about in the different states.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think that right now it's just somebody else could, I mean, whether it was Biden or whether it was perhaps somebody else, they might be enjoying the same kind of polling numbers at this point, simply because the voters, I think, always look and say, well, what if? What if we made a change? Oh, maybe I actually heard somebody say a while back before all this stuff hit, oh, well, maybe Joe Biden would be better than Trump, that kind of thing. But the proof is going to be in the pudding. And what President Trump is doing is, again, being the president, fully engaged every single day. Biden is an unknown quantity, which sounds funny to say, but he doesn't really have a track record as being any kind of a chief executive other than being vice president, tagging along with Barack Obama, basically. But I think what you mentioned, Captain, was so important. The daily briefings that Biden tried to start up
failed.
That he was absolutely not up to the task, and that is going to show as the campaign unfolds.
Especially when you use the president's words as to what he would do after the president had already said them.
Right, exactly. And by the way, Trump has the Trump campaign has a new campaign ad out. I think one of the first ones.
I saw the ad.
Yeah, where it shows that Joe Biden was calling him a xenophobe, mm-hmm. et cetera. It's all xenophobic. But then at the end, saying, "Well, I like what the president did," you know. And so it just shows that Joe Biden's he's not engaged not only with the coronavirus thing. I mean, I'm sure he has sentiments that he wants everybody to be okay, but he doesn't have a command of the situation.
All right. Well, listen. Thank you very much for a great week again. We've had so much stuff going on here, and I appreciate your doubling up to help us with all the information we've got to get out there. Tell us how to hear your show.
Well, my pleasure, Captain. Thank you. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And happy Easter to you and your family, my friend.
Happy Easter, Captain.
All right. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. I'm coming right back with our next Truckers Highway and Byway report as we move along. And then Denise Simon will be along. From FoundersCode.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. A miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Song for the broken hearted.
Jovi, It's My Life. The owner of the Philadelphia Soul. Remember them from the old Arena Football League days? And I think he also had money in this one of these other teams that was playing, XFL. I'm not sure, but I think he did. But anyway, it is what it is. Now. This portion of the program is brought to you by our good friends at the Flying J and Pilot Truck Stop, wherever it's at near you. Now let's get started right here in the weather, because we got a lot of stuff to cover here at the moment. Threats for severe storms and flash flooding will push eastward across the southern plains through Saturday, before a significant outbreak of severe storms, including damaging winds and strong tornadoes, is possible across a large part of the southeast by Sunday morning. Now, there is a cold front converging with a warm front right now in parts of Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and South Carolina. Those are the areas where you'll need to be on your toes today, and maybe even Louisiana, and maybe even the panhandle of Florida. We'll see. Now, also, a large part of the Rockies through tomorrow, all the way into the Western Great Lakes by Sunday, is going to be getting snow, and plenty of it in some cases. There's a winter storm warning up right now for Montana, I-90, I-94, you need to be aware of that. I-15, you need to be aware of that, north-south in Montana. And Wyoming also, Nebraska also, South Dakota also, including Rapid City. That's always bad in there when they get bad weather. We got some general snow in Colorado and Denver tonight right there. But Montana, 15 inches on top of 4th of July and still snowing, what I've been told. And at least another foot coming. With the wind, there's wind in all of this too, and the snow. Now, snow will creep its way on upward over the today and tomorrow from the Nebraska area, Omaha, up into the northwestern corner, Sioux City, Iowa, over up into the southeastern corner of Minnesota, Rochester, up over the western third of Minnesota, right on up into the upper peninsula of Michigan. So you can expect that to be going on. Plus, there's a very good possibility that the snow could move down further into Kansas and finish off the rest of Nebraska with more snow. Now, over to the east, the eastern part of Illinois, the eastern half of Illinois, over in the southern part through Indianapolis, south on down in Indiana, you've got a frost warning, as well as down into western Kentucky, western Tennessee, and that also goes down into the northern part of Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia, over into South Carolina, most of North Carolina, and then up in the mountains of North Carolina, Virginia, the mountains of West Virginia, on Tennessee from Nashville north, on up into Ohio, up towards Columbus. You've got a hard freeze warning tonight, and that goes over also into Pennsylvania. And over in the East Coast, it goes through the higher elevations from the central part of North Carolina all the way up into Virginia, through the mountains, up into West Virginia, through the mountains there, and the southeastern part of Pennsylvania, over towards Allentown, and over towards Jersey and southern New York, up around Poughkeepsie. And then there are some wind warnings for New York tonight. There could be some wind gusts 40, 50 miles an hour through the day there. We talked about that yesterday. That's all in the mix. So the weather is about to get interesting. And up along Lake Ontario tonight, you've got some gusty winds there. And depending on how cold it gets, that wind could possibly generate some snowfall as the weekend progresses. We'll see. We'll have to see what the situation is. But that's the weather, and there's certainly a lot of winter weather floating around there. And keep that all in mind as you travel on the highways and byways. And don't forget, the Pilot Travel Centers And the Flying J's, your largest truck stop chain in the country, is there to serve you. They're still giving showers. They still get showers there. You can still do your laundry there. You just can't sit in the sit-down restaurants and eat, but you can certainly get the food and take it outside because they've moved some of the tables outside so that you can sit outside and eat. And got them scattered out the right distance and all that stuff. So they're doing the best they can, and it won't be too long in some of these states, guys and gals, where they'll be opening it up, and you'll be back inside eating food again, especially in the states where the numbers are dropping rapidly. All right, to the telephone we go. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
We have a new council. The president announced yesterday is going to help him make his biggest decision, when to reopen the nation.
Yeah, he hasn't compiled the full council yet, but...
I bet I know who one of them is.
It's supposed to be bipartisan. It will include some business people. It will include some governors. And I think it may be announced on Tuesday or Wednesday.
Tuesday, supposedly.
On who the members are.
I bet I know who one is.
Okay.
Ron DeSantis. Heard the rumor right off the bat, very quickly, from my Republican friends here in the state.
Okay.
So that's what they're saying, that DeSantis will be on it. So we'll see. We'll see. He'd be a good choice, I think.
The issue is what steps will be considered, and several steps that are going to be in part of what they will discuss as this commission, and it will continue to talk about how places, locations across the country can reopen, and what they would necessarily do with the testing and reporting and the contact tracing. It will deal with what companies can still reduce future risks of pandemics and be prepared for a next round. I mean, we've got some hospitals, emergency hospitals that were built, and two that I know of.
They can't use.
They never took a patient.
Nope.
So they're dismantling them.
Yep.
So let's remember, and this is significant, that we went through, the Trump administration went through all these hoops and did all these things based on, I would essentially say, inflated data and inflated models. Mm-hmm. So we shut down a country, we shut down everything for something that was not there.
Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And by the way, Eric, you're right. He says, I can see governors of Florida, Texas, and Maryland. Larry Hogan of Maryland is the head of the Governors Association, being on that commission. That's probably, you probably got two of the three anyway there, Eric. So there you go. All right, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch right after the news.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.